The Bible's much more than familiar stories, historical accounts, and moral restrictions. Though to many people, that's all they see. And so today, Pastor Xavier Rees discusses the simple truths about the only book ever proven to be penned by the Creator of heaven and earth.
Every person that ever reads the Bible or hears the claims of the Bible must make a decisive evaluation about the Bible. Either it is God's word or the mere words of men. See, if we don't allow the scripture to interpret scripture, then we do it subjectively and we give it our own twist of it. And we can be very clever, but not very scriptural. If I choose to receive the Bible as God's word, then I receive the truth about God, myself, He's holy, I'm a sinner, and that I'm in need of repentance. Romans 10:3 says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's how simple it is. Every person has to make a decision on the content of the Bible. Are they mere stories embellished by men? Or are they accurate words and events as God has declared to warn us and to teach us? If I take them as silly stories, then I will mock and dismiss them as them being applicable or relevant to my life. If I embrace them as truth, then they will cause me to identify with sinful man in need of a Savior. Because that's what the scriptures do. In Luke 5:8, Peter went fishing with Jesus and the other disciples. And Jesus told him to cast the net on the other side, and they just drew so many fish. And when Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." That's what the scriptures do, ladies and gentlemen. The scriptures are not to make us walk around sputtering out information. It's not to be thinking we're walking encyclopedias. It's to communicate to me that I am a rotten, sinful sinner in need of a Savior. Jesus accepted the Old Testament as historical, literal, and accurate, including all the prophecies. Listen to his words. "For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot and one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. The smallest letter or the smallest stroke above the letter is indicated by the yod and the tittle." Now, who are you going to believe? How dare these professors that says that it's a second century book and it's history, not prophecy? Or the words of Jesus Christ who quoted Daniel? The choice is easy.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Rees, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We appreciate you listening each weekday at this time, but you can hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. For more on the other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena, visit our website. There you'll find information about weekly events, Pastor Xavier's messages, even online booklets in English and Spanish. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. Simple Truths is a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Pasadena.